This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Talk radio review time. Let's see who's in the huddle here. Rich McFadden at the controls in our studio in Washington.
Check.
Victoria Keevan is here to check in from New York City. Jennifer Horn is here from Los Angeles. Doug Steffen is here from the wilds of Massachusetts to go through the top stories of the week, according to the charts developed by Talkers Magazine. The first week of July 2018 is our focus. And Rich has gotten me to start at number one because that's the most important. But
otherwise, we never get there.
Yes, right. Otherwise, we never get there. People list. There are 10 people on the people list and 10 items on the story list. Just to give it a short shrift, number 10, the usual sports conversation that we always find inveigles itself into the world of news talk radio, the World Cup, LeBron James moving to the Lakers, boo.
I think LA's probably happy. LA's super excited. Yeah.
Very happy about that. The summer heat wave is number 9, and what you're paying for gasoline as you travel about. The heat does affect how your car operates, whether you know that or not. Number 8 has to do with our Independence Day holiday revelry this week. I haven't the slightest idea. I will tell you right up front, I saw this and I thought, what is this?
What is that?
MAGA hat attacks? What is that?
Yes.
Somebody got attacked for wearing a MAGA hat.
A teenager.
What's a MAGA hat?
By a guy.
Make America great again.
Oh.
You don't know what a MAGA hat is?
Nope. Never heard of it.
Make America great again.
Sitting
in a restaurant.
Yeah.
And he's wearing a hat and he's just sitting there eating. And a guy comes up and basically yells at him, throws his drink in his face. And then
I hope he was arrested and charged with assault.
They got everything on film, or on video and film. And the guy apparently has been fired from his job over it.
Yeah, good.
Well,
as
that's
that woman,
an unstable person who shouldn't be.
Well, but who
society.
Does that? And that's
an
what's going on.
An unstable person.
This is
the
what
incivility.
It's not unstable. There's a lot of unstable people out there. If God help you if you're walking around with one of these MAGA hats, because you're going to get attacked at some point during the day.
Where did that happen? Do you know?
I don't remember.
I'm just curious, because it wasn't here, but you can't do that in California. People would be crazed if you walked around in Trump gear. I know people do, but it's not the smartest thing you could do.
So, but there was some other example of that sort of thing, and I'm trying to remember what it was. The same kind
of
intolerance. It's just intolerance.
The White House staff being attacked and on video in restaurants.
Yeah. Well, I guess, we could go back a week to when What's-Her-Face was in a restaurant in Virginia and she was thrown out. Oh,
they reopened.
I know. What happened to that woman?
It was in Texas. That's right. It was in San Antonio.
Didn't she lose the restaurant? Don't I remember that?
The manager got fired, I think.
Yeah,
right?
She left her job.
Yeah.
So let me tell you something. Of all the states I would think that this would happen, it wouldn't be Texas.
San Antonio and Austin are very, very liberal.
Yeah.
And actually, you know, we've seen a lot of it in California where you've had kind of this culturally very left movement come in and sort of take over the state of California and spread. That's exactly what the attempt is. That's what activists are trying to do in these really liberal areas in Texas. And you've seen it in the poll numbers. If you've noticed, in Texas, their numbers are ticking up to be far more purple. They used to be like a solid red state. And now these big cities that have had this influence are really kind of changing things. I mean, obviously, it's still conservative, but it's not like it used to be.
The people, there are a lot of people who are fed up with, even if they like the politics of California, they're fed up with other things that have become the reality of living in California. I can speak from experience because I live there part-time. Jennifer, you've lived there all your life, and you know how ridiculous it is. And it isn't just the political reality. It's the economic reality. It's the way people think and conduct themselves. It's just
whacked. It seems like
to these places. No, well, they're going to San Antonio and Austin. They're going
well,
to
Google
Albuquerque.
Google and a lot of other companies moved to Austin, so that's a big part of it right there.
Yeah.
But but it seems like with California, and I love California, I love visiting, and I've always sort of, there's a part of me that's always dreamed of living there.
Nice place
the
to
more
visit.
I hear about it, I'm like, oh my God.
Yeah,
unless
yeah.
you're a super, super wealthy celebrity and you don't care about what laws get passed because you can pay whatever the tax is, it just sounds like, I don't know if regular people are going to be able to, like, survive
that's
in
it.
California.
I don't know how people do it.
I went through this. Tough. Remember, I had, when I first, I started wintering in California working at KBC in 1993. And I've spent every winter in California since then. I owned four houses in California at one time or another. And you know, they were, I don't know, what, 900,000 to a million, million one. And they were nice locations in Santa Monica. I couldn't find places even at twice that now in any of these same areas. You can't. You can't find the average house. Megan and I were talking about that. Brendan is moving from one apartment to another, and he's having to pay like $1,400 a month more rent in the same to stay in the same neighborhood in Hollywood. Where he's lived most of the time he's been in California.
Your daughter has to be so conflicted because that is
my
so
daughter.
Her state politically.
Oh, yeah.
But
right.
I mean, her and her husband are professors, you know.
Yep.
It's
right.
not like they're making $1 million each.
Well, but Richie, no, under the circumstances, you know, they
make pretty good money,
stuff.
Actually.
They, between the two of them, they make about $2.25. And, you know, they never have any
make
money.
A lot of money. Yeah.
And so,
is that enough in California? In
two
LA?
And a quarter?
Yeah.
Not to own a house? They can't buy a house.
Right. That's what I mean.
They can't.
That's
and
nuts.
You know, it is.
I loved it.
I can't buy a house anymore there.
Jennifer, do you ever see yourself moving out of California?
Oh, I'd love to. My problem is that my family's here, and unless we could do some sort of coordinated dysfunctional family move, I really wouldn't leave because that's more important to me. I lucked into a situation that there's no way. I don't make that money. There's no way that I could afford to have a house here, but I made a family transaction and got into real estate at a good time, and I lucked out, and I did it younger than most of my friends, and so now at least I have something where I can actually either try to rent it and create income for myself, and I'm going into a situation where Jeff has a house, so luckily we can sell his property and try to scrape together enough for a down payment. The thing is that an average, like, 3 to 4 bedroom house, which is what we need, I mean, you can't even look, and I'm looking in, you know, the areas that are not the most desirable. It's like $800,000. And if you can't come up with enough for a down payment, you actually have to do insurance, mortgage insurance, if you have to take out more than a $675,000 loan, which means you have to prove you have enough money in your bank account to make 15 months worth of house payments. So
that's the neighborhood
really
where your father, that area where your father lives in that general area.
Oh, no, I can't even afford to live there. No, I can't.
Houses are more than 800 in that neighborhood.
You need a new hat that says.
I just looked at one that said 1.5 million. It's listed for 1.5 million.
You need a new hat that says MCGA.
Yeah.
Make California great again.
That's what the governor. That's what John Cox and Travis Allen, who are the candidates for governor, were running on.
Yeah.
But and that,
well,
that's
the bottom
only
line
reason
here is,
there's a chance that there could be there's the tiniest of chances that a Republican could win the governorship because people can't afford to live here anymore.
The bottom line here, though, is that it just the animosity between the two sides. I mean, people walking up to people in restaurants and public places while filming on cell phones, throwing drinks at each other and yelling at each other, and it's getting to the point where. You know what? You walk up to me, that guy walks up to me looking like that, I'm not going to wait for it. You got to defend your family and yourself. People are going to start going nuts here.
Hmm. Well, but even non-political issues, people are losing their minds right now. There was a story where the other day, it was on local news in New York, where a woman, something happened with a delivery truck driver, and he was blocking her car or something like that, so she asked him to move, and he rammed into her car. And she was screaming, and he literally was trying to run her over with his delivery van. Like, people are losing their minds right now. It's not even just political. There's something in the water. It's really a scary time.
Yeah, it is.
Not
all right.
Chicken Little, but there's some messed up stuff going on right now.
Sure are.
Yeah.
We are at 15 after the hour. This is Talk Radio Review. Doug Steffen with Rich and Victoria and Jennifer. And a reminder about the wonders of this week. We're celebrating the life and liberty that we have in America, even if it is crazy with some people. It's a happy 4th of July week also from the folks at MyPillow, MyPillow.com. Go to MyPillow.com and save on your favorite MyPillow products. Haven't bought any new pillows for a while? You need, maybe your house is, you've got more people living in it, staying in it. You got new beds. You can get these new pillows. I ordered four of them this week because I slept in the guest bedroom, Richie, while the kids were here. No more of those rotten pillows. Man, I'll tell you something. I got a new mattress and four new pillows from my
pillow. I'll tell you something. My daughter came in and slept in our bed last night. And she tried to steal my pillow.
Yeah.
I'm like, no, you took this other one over here.
No, yeah, take that one.
Sweet kid.
My pillows, they are the best. Standard size, queen size, king size. You can get a special deal right now at MyPillow.com. Well, there's always a deal using the promo code DJB. But what do you need? Do you need new pillows? Here's the one right now. If you buy one pillow at the regular price, you pay nothing for the second one. So two for the price of one. Buy one pillow, get the second one free. That's the deal. But you can start there and then go through the whole catalog of things. If you spend more than $200, you can get financing too. Go to MyPillow.com. Use the promo code DJV. Take advantage of the buy one, get one free deal. The offer expires August 1st, so do not wait. Order your MyPillow now. Two for the price of one at MyPillow.com with the promo code DJV.
Hi, friends. It's Victoria Keelan. Let's talk about your health. There's no question you need omega-3s, but which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? It can be confusing. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus from our friends at Purity Products. I take them every day, and I love it because it combines ultra-pure fish oil for your heart and krill oil for your joints together in one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote your cardiovascular health in ways your doctor will love. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just about 7 days, so you will feel better, guaranteed. Purity is so sure that Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. They want to send you a free bottle just to put it to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil anymore. It's both, and now it's free. Just pay a little shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now, 1-800-355-1493. That's 1-800-355-1493.
Hi, it's Jen from the DJV Show. Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 855-432-4888. Now. That's 855-432-4886 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, a newspaper article, a legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can make your online search results look their best. Call 855-432-4886 to learn more, or visit ReputationDefender.com/Doug.
We're talking about how uncivilized people have become. This is sort of a countdown extra. I don't know how many of you heard the story this week of the pride of lions in Africa that found a group of rhino poachers and they killed them and ate them.
Yep. Got him.
And that, I mean, I'm laughing about it. I got no use for poachers, man. I'll tell you, the number of animals being killed just for sport is outrageous. And the lions kind of took care of things.
They wanted the rhino, the horn.
Yeah, that's all they kill them for, the horn. Yeah.
Right.
Which is outrageous in itself. But it's funny how Mother Nature sort of instinctively takes care of its own.
Darwin wins again.
Yeah. That's right. The Darwin Award goes to the guys who went in to get the rhinos, and they didn't know the lions were there to get them. So you can kiss their fat butts goodbye. 21 after the hour on the Talk Radio Review.
ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Investing in your conversational presence and future, this is the Talk Radio Review. I'm Doug Steffen with Rich McFadden and Victoria Keelan here to discuss some of the items the talkers said were on the top of the list, the top 10 stories from the list. They listened to radio stations and radio hosts all around the country to come up with this list. At number 6, the North Korea nuclear program. I don't know what's new about that this week from last week other than
Pompeo
is there.
He's trying to lay the ground rules for how it would all work.
Well, yeah, and the pictures that the satellite images of them beefing up their uranium production, that was this week. That's probably why it's on there.
Yeah.
After saying that they were, shutting down one site, it turns a different site is more active than it was before. So
what actually has come out of that, Victoria? What has he said? He's met with Kim Jong-un. Are there any news reports?
That's why Mike Pompeo's there now. I think he's going to say, hey, wait a second. Well, this is not what we talked about 2 weeks ago.
Well, they haven't talked to him. That's why he's there, is to go, okay,
hey, what's going on here?
Here's how we're going to de-escalate everything, and you're going to start with that little location over there that we just got these satellite pictures from.
Now, if he's going to do it or not, we don't know. This guy does, he says one thing, he does another. So, and that's how he's always operated. So, who knows?
Well, I just don't get all this stuff. It almost felt to me like we were suckers or being suckered in again. And I don't see Trump. I mean, I think some of the other leaders, George Bush was certainly pretty gullible, and Obama had his moments.
Trump. What did we give up, though? I mean, other than the meeting.
Nothing.
And the presence.
They're still
under the thumb of our economic pressures, and they have gotten nothing yet. So until they do something, they get nothing.
But
so
the average American is saying...
Well, actually, they did get something because Trump promised to stop all those major drills in South Korea.
Which they're not doing. They're still going away. They're still going along with the Asian drills. The North Korea, the South Korean war games, quote-unquote, they will not be doing, but Japan and the United States. And Japan and South Korea will still be doing military exercises. They just won't be doing those same...
The large-scale ones.
The large-scale ones.
I think we should put that back on the table immediately.
Well,
because, this is...
It all depends on what Pompeo comes back
with. Well, it's more outrageous than anything else is we gave him a $6,000 room in a hotel. We paid for it, and he got a Mercedes to drive around, and that's the outrage for me.
And he got a photo op with the most powerful man on the planet.
Okay, but then if in a month all of his people are still starving and he's got nothing, what did he really get? Nothing.
No. Well, he had a good time. It's like going to Atlantic City for a weekend.
No, but here's the thing. What he got from it is he got his own PR to go back to his own people to continue to oppress them and to show the other people who may want to throw a coup against him. That's why he didn't even tell anyone when he was leaving the country, because it's his position is very it's delicate. And so and he knows that. So if he starts dismantling all of his nuclear weapons, that's going to be seen as a major sign of weakness. He's never going to do that.
Not if he is able to feed his people and give them water and toilet paper.
His people have been oppressed and starving and no internet for how long now?
You know how they go to the bathroom over there?
Right.
Richie, do you know how they go to the bathroom?
He's not concerned now.
Dirt hole.
But there's no breaking news that all of a sudden Kim Jong-un cares about his people.
Yeah, but he's broke. The country is broke. Not forget his people. The country is broke. He does not have money to run the country.
Well, he's getting money from somewhere because uranium isn't free. So and to keep up he's paying the electric bill to run these plants. So the money's coming from somewhere.
Well,
my bet would probably be on Russia. But
his military,
the money's there.
He's got no money to run his military.
That's
so
what we think.
Nothing.
But I don't
wait a
think
minute.
That that's
but
really
there's no money to buy toilet paper. Let's get to the bottom line here.
That's the
no toilet
stuff.
Paper. So when they go into the hole, they must have to use leaves.
I don't think we know that whole situation yet.
You know what? Oh, pardon. That was a good pun, Victoria. The whole situation. Do you get it?
Lovely.
Maybe you could plant a lot of poison ivy around. They use the leaves to wipe their butts and then...
Oh, God.
Come to visualize.
TMI.
28 past the hour.
In today's automotive news, Subaru launched their full-size 7 and 8 passenger SUV called the Ascent. It was designed for America and is built in Lafayette, Indiana. The Ascent comes with Subaru's famous symmetrical all-wheel drive. And with only a 4-cylinder engine, I was expecting less power and less dynamic driving. But the opposite was found. The Ascent has the ability to tow up to 5,000 pounds and makes the perfect road trip vehicle with 19 cup holders. It starts at $32,000 and is my choice for a perfect family vehicle. For more, go to OurAutoExpert.com. I'm Nick Miles.
My Chrysler Pacifica is totally loaded. It has stow-and-go seating, the available Uconnect theater, and listen to these speakers.
Hey, Mom, what was that song?
Huh? What song?
Chrysler Pacifica. It's loaded with attitude. Chrysler is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Want an easy way to see if you can save money on car insurance? GEICO gives you three. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to geico.com or stop by the GEICO office nearest you. Three ways you could save 15% or more.
Hey guys, it's Jen from the DJV show, and though I hide behind a microphone, my smile is still really important to me. Like you, I want a bright white smile, but the coffee, lots of coffee, maybe even a little red wine, well that has taken a little bit of shine from my smile. Over the years, I've tried a lot of tooth whitening products. I found a 5-minute solution to a bright white smile. It's called Power Swabs, and it works in 5 minutes without messy strips or trays. Power Swabs is clinically studied and uses a patented tooth detergent and whitening agent to lighten stains in 5 minutes. You just snap, swab, and smile. And in 5 minutes, coffee, tea, smoking stains, they all start to disappear. Power Swabs remove stains on natural teeth as well as caps and veneers. Try Power Swabs by calling 800-208-1797. Tell them you heard it here to get 50% off the retail price. Dial 800-208-1797.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. Just before leaving New Jersey, President Trump said he was close to making a decision on a Supreme Court nominee. The new justice is likely to cement a conservative ideological majority on the high court. On Face the Nation, Delaware Democratic Senator Chris Coons said he'll give the nominee a fair shake.
I'll meet with his nominee, I'll review their record, and I'll ask them tough questions to try and get to the core issue here, which is how will this next justice nominated by President Trump affect the rights and freedoms of average Americans?
Cave divers are resting after successfully bringing four boys out of the cave complex in northern Thailand. The rescue effort was halted because they needed to replace the spent oxygen inside the pockets of the three-mile-long cave. The boys in the weakest condition were brought out first. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hamilton was adopted from a rescue in 2008. He really likes to be around people. I get out my mat and I'm doing a downward dog and he's underneath. He's quite the pug about town. He gets invited to a lot of parties. He knows he's a pretty big deal. Look at this little face. How could you not love him?
Hamilton the Pug, Instagram star and shelter pet. Amazing adoption stories start in shelters. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a pet near you. Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Resume our conversation about the information from the Talkers charts at talkers.com. Top stories of the week. We do this 52 weeks a year. At the end of the week, analyze what's been going on in the News Talk Radio business of conversation. Rich McFadden is here. Victoria Keevan is here. Doug Steffen with the top five items on the list. The looming China trade war and tariffs in general at number five. U.S. tariffs on $34 billion in Chinese imports have taken effect. So now it looks like the two biggest economies, China, America, on the path to a big trade war. Or is this just Trump doing what Trump does?
The art of the deal.
Negotiating. Yeah. Is that what this is all about? The news media falls into this hole of, you know, everything's so serious, the world's coming to an end. The Chinese government says the White House is behaving like a gang of hoodlums. Okay, so...
Yeah, meanwhile, China's stealing everything of our intellectual secrets that they can at any given moment. Like, every single day, they are hacking into our corporate servers, stealing secrets.
They have no credibility, no ethics, no morals.
Nope, none.
None whatsoever. So, this puts them on the road to what? What is it? What's gained by this?
Oh, well, I think what's gained by this is it's finally, it's Trump's way of just saying, you know what, it's over. Your whole free ride is over.
Why'd they get a free ride in the first place?
The budget deficit, because we needed them. We needed to be able to sell to them.
Who thought we needed them?
An emerging market. We needed them to be able to make cheap goods. And then they just started taking advantage of us to the point where we have a billion dollar deficit, trade deficit.
Right. Yeah.
Okay? We give them $300 billion more than they give us every single year.
In business.
Exchanged goods, and that is not good. They own us. And not only that, when Apple or IBM or anybody sends over their plans, their plans to be able to make a new iPhone or to be able to make a new supercomputer or to be able to make a new rocket or parts or something like that, they steal it, and then they make it, and then they sell it back to us.
Well, Alibaba, that's like their whole business at this point, is just knocking off every single thing that, you know, that...
Why do you think they're called Alibaba? Everybody thought I was kidding when I...
the
story
of Alibaba,
Thieves. So where do you think that name came from?
You're
that's
right.
Where it came from.
You're right.
Yeah.
So it's got to stop, and you've got to punch them in the face, and you've got to say, it's over, it's done. And that's what Trump does. Trump is
Are you
too
a lefty
much.
Or a righty? You punch him in the face. Lefty? Is it a hook or what is it, the punch in the face?
The first one's a left, followed up by the right.
Did you ever have a fist fight with anybody, Victoria?
Me?
Yeah.
What kind of question is that?
Well, some women have fist fights.
What?
Sometimes you get a fight.
Well, then
something.
Maybe you need to know better women, because...
Maybe
no,
I need
of
to know a
not.
Woman, and then mine
better. Yeah. Well, that's funny.
Well, aim higher than one who's been in a fist fight, okay? That would be my advice to you.
All right. So, anyway, the trade war, and the Canadians are putting tariffs on things, too. The Mexicans threaten, too. Everybody's threatening. I think the German car makers.
So, what Trump's going to try and do now is try and get an alliance against China with the Europeans.
Right.
And then just renegotiate. Once everybody once all this kind of comes to a head, then you go, you sit down at the table and you go, okay, you want us to relieve the tariffs? What do you give us? And then it starts from there.
Well, it all started under false pretenses. These trade deals were always lousy to begin with. All of them go back to Clinton, and I think before that even, those deals were not good. They
this
were
is
well
New York business,
conceived.
And people don't like it. People aren't used to it. People are uncomfortable with it.
Yeah.
But this is a New York business dealing, and even I go, man, this could be hairy.
Yeah. Nah, but it's interesting to see how the car dealers, the German car dealers, especially car manufacturers, are dealing with it. They've said to the Americans, okay, here's our deal for you. We'll convince the German government to have no tariffs on American cars if you will take our cars without any tariffs.
Sure.
And that's the way it
that's
should
how
be.
It starts.
Should be the free enterprise system. You buy the car you want at the price that it's actually worth without these artificial add-ons, and that's it. You're done.
Have either of you seen this? So the news is like... $16 billion in tariffs being put into place today. Yeah, yeah. What about the companies? So now we're not going to be able to sell our soybeans to China, right?
That's huge for us.
It is huge.
That's
it's
a
huge.
Big deal.
It's absolutely huge. But what about the businesses that get helped? Because now all of a sudden, Americans are going to have American companies, corporations, and American consumers will now buy the goods that are made in this country.
In America.
And how, I mean, Doug, how often do you talk about American milk going to Switzerland and Asia and everything like that?
We're buying Canadian milk.
Right, because they'll pay
the
more
government.
Than what we, I mean.
Right, but Doug also makes the point, though, Rich, that if you buy milk from an American, let's say from Doug's farm, if Doug has milk being, you know, processed at his farm, that milk would be so much more expensive than what we're used to buying.
Used to paying for.
But now that you don't have to ship that milk to Asia, how can it help the consumer by buying local
It's
milk?
A little more complicated.
People won't buy
than
it
that.
If they can't afford it. They just won't buy it.
Yeah,
but the prices will go down.
The prices
they won't though, because Doug has talked about this before, that the cost of actually for dairy farmers to produce the milk and earn enough money to survive and keep the farm running, the cost of a gallon of milk is going to have to be so much more than what we're used to paying. And families who get cheap milk at Walmart, they're just not going
to
buy milk anymore.
That us sending milk to China and China sending milk to us is a better deal.
No, the Chinese are not. They stopped the Chinese milk because it was full of melamine. We're bringing the Chinese then went over and bought Fontella in New Zealand, so they're shipping the milk from New Zealand. But that's not the real problem, Richie. The problem is Canadian milk. The farmers are subsidized by the government, so they make the same amount of money no matter what.
Is that the answer then for us?
What,
is that something
that should
subsidize our dairy farmers?
That's what they're trying to do, but the farm bill has been gutted by the big city people who want to make sure that their pals that have the huge mega agribusinesses get subsidies. There's $684 billion of subsidies to people that shouldn't get a dime. And then they cut the amount of money that's supposed to go to the family farmer because they don't have as political clout as do the guys that have all the dough.
I'm just saying that there's got to be a flip side to this story, the fear-mongering on the tariffs. There's got to be a positive flip side, and nobody's paying attention to it. That's what I want to hear more about.
Scott Pruitt resigns. That's number four up next.
Here's your healthcare update with America's healthcare advocate, Kerry Hall.
Do antioxidants really have a positive effect on our health and reverse the aging process? I'll be right back to tell you. Do antioxidants really reverse the aging process? Well, here's some real numbers that should make a difference to you. Death rates for people that take antioxidants are down by 50%. Cancer deaths are down by 13%. Cancer survival rates are up by 50%. Heart attack and stroke down by 50%. Skin cancer down by 70%. Infections are down by 50%. And cataracts are down by 27 to 36%. Those are some pretty powerful numbers, ladies and gentlemen, that show that antioxidants really do make a big difference in your life if you choose to take them. They can really reverse the aging process and allow you a much happier, healthier life. The cost of vitamins and minerals is small, especially compared with the money saved on drugs, doctor bills, hospitalization, and the ultimate effects of combined aging.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Helen Kriebel.
A couple I know is sitting in their hot tub in the privacy of their secluded backyard when suddenly a man with a clipboard came wandering onto their patio, looking around and taking notes. They asked what he was doing, and he identified himself as an inspector from the Homeowners Association. He claimed the right to go anywhere on any property, with or without the owner's permission, anytime he wants. But these homeowners look through the lens of liberty, and they understand their right to privacy enshrined in the Bill of Rights. They know that in America, even homeowners associations only get power from the consent of the governed. These owners did not consent, and that should make you boil. What have you allowed in your neighborhood?
For more, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
Talk Radio Review, Doug Steffen, Victoria Keenan. Jennifer's not with us. Rich McFadden is. We're at number four, the resignation of Scott Pruitt. Some people call him corrupt. I don't know whether he's corrupt or not. He's pretty stupid.
Yeah.
Scandal.
He's pretty corrupt.
Well, corrupt.
Those investigations are going to continue. There's like 14 different things.
But all the investigations
already...
into everybody just proves it becomes a political witch hunt. Nothing comes of it. We spend
this
a lot
not,
of money.
I think the guy's a moron.
This
and he
is
did
not
some...
a witch hunt. This guy
is.
Was,
I mean, we know that he's done.
This guy used taxpayer money to do
of
this.
Of course he
it's
did.
It's illegal. It's
oh,
not a
yeah.
witch hunt when it's illegal.
No, it is a witch hunt in the circumstance that by the time we finish paying for the investigation, whatever comes of it will not be worth. We all know the guy was a scumbag. Yeah. The guy was a worthless piece of crap.
Okay, so you're
now
using witch
gone.
Hunt that term differently then. You're using it like, because when we hear witch hunt now, that's Trump saying everybody who's against him is just a witch hunt. And this is that's not the case with Pruitt. This guy is a bad guy.
He's a bad guy. He's not bright, or at least he used his position to twist and turn things around. So good riddance to him. Unfortunately, the guy that
said, I like the way he walked through the EPA and bulldozed all the regulations.
But he didn't do the right ones, Richie. He didn't get rid of the right stuff.
He basically got all of his friends good deals with stuff. He didn't do any of the stuff that's important.
No. And again, I speak from the farming perspective.
Yeah, I know.
All right. Number three.
Close the EPA.
Yeah. And, well, it certainly blended into the USDA or something.
Look, we need protections for our waterways. We need the drinking water.
The
chromium
6
that's in drinking water around this country is poisoning people. And people don't want to. Pruitt doesn't want to talk about that. The EPA doesn't want to talk about it because they're too busy, making secret deals with secret calendars.
But you see, that's been going on. It isn't just this administration. That's been going on. It depends on who your friends are, who you make the deals
with. Caesar.
And so these people are ruining a lot of businesses. There's just too much government involvement in everything, and that's what everybody voted
that's
for.
That's why
Trump,
I'm saying,
hoping he's going to get rid of them.
Go through every single organization in D.C. and mow it, cut it in half. Keep the stuff that's really, really, really vital, and the stuff that's not just. And that's what the guy was doing, is just going, okay, where can we cut? And maybe he cut some of the wrong things.
Using his head, though, Richie.
That's what he said he was doing, but that's not what he was doing.
Trump and Putin are having a meeting. Does anybody know where it is yet? When is the meeting's a couple of weeks? Where
I think
are they going to
the Buffalo Wild Wings and suburbs of Washington D.C.
Going to Niagara Falls to have a romantic weekend together.
Wasn't it supposed to be in New York? Was a rumor that it was going to be in New York.
Going to have it in his plush apartment.
I thought Trump was going to Europe and he was going to do it while he was there.
Yeah, maybe. I think that's what they're going to do.
Right. No.
Yeah. Right. All right. So much for that. Because the same old stuff. The Russian. But I'm just so tired of listening to that stuff. That's what gets me off on the Pruitt thing, Richie. It's the same old stuff. All right, number two is important, the Supreme Court seat and who gets to sit on the Supreme Court. Now, Trump said he talked to 8 people, narrowed it down to 3. Didn't I hear that? Is that what's going on?
I think he's got it down to 4, but really 2 is he's got it down to like
and
a
who
final
are the two?
Two?
Do you know? Who the two are?
The only thing I know is that one of the guys worked with Ken Starr on the Clinton stuff. And so everybody's up in arms about him, so he likely won't make it.
That woman, is she out hopefully too? Whatever, I forget her name.
Amy Coney Barrett.
Surfaced, she's we don't want her.
No.
Okay.
Yeah. So who else?
Not in the short list.
She's would be bad news.
Well, I'm supposed to meet with Pence and other White House officials and members of Congress and
Senate. The good news is though,
trying to decide.
Pence may not want Barrett because that's not his brand of religion. So maybe in this case we'll be happy that Pence says
something. He should be dead on arrival. Number one this week, focus on immigration policy. There are people who want to get rid of the ICE agency. Don't know that that's going to happen.
Talk about a disaster of an agency. It's such a mess. I agree. If people want to tear down the EPA, well, hello, you should take a look at ICE because that is a disaster.
Well,
it's a mess.
Look at all
FEMA
of these agencies.
Oh my God,
that have no
FEMA.
Reason for them, but they're a mess. But
all
how
of
do
them.
We deal?
Take a whack at all of them. There's got to be something that some can be merged, some can be cut back, some can be gotten rid of.
FEMA's a disaster, too. No pun intended.
And the education department was never supposed to be what it has become.
Nope.
It was actually, there were a lot of people who didn't want. Didn't they get established? When was it established? During, LBJ's time, I think.
Yeah, I think probably in the 50s.
Wasn't it? Yeah. I mean, he never saw a program he didn't like. Let's get some more funding for this, that, or the other thing. All right, there it is, an overview of the top 10 stories. We got to them all, Richie, this time.
Congratulations.
Despite you and your malfeasance direction, it's 10 before the hour.
Have Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-910-5936. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-910-5936. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-910-5936. 1-800-910-5936.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
After the hour, Tech Talk time here on the, let's see, what do we have? Let's just say we're going to be a reviewing section of the technology studies this past week. And our section head is Victoria Keelan, who studies all of this. So we're going to go through the top five tech stories of the week, starting with number five, Amazon. Amazing Amazon and what they have for you this week. Yes, Amazon.
Yeah, Amazon had some different news this week. If you have $10,000 and you want to be your own boss, Amazon says they've got a deal for you. They started this week. You can apply to have your very own small business delivering Amazon Prime packages in Amazon-branded vans and uniforms. And so the company wants to help launch small businesses in the U.S. They're dedicated to also to veterans. They have set aside, I think, close to $1 million to specifically recruit and help military veterans become their delivery partners. And so this is kind of an interesting idea. The initial $10,000 goes to helping people start an independent business, and it has to begin with at least 5 delivery vans, and then you ramp up to 20 vans over an undisclosed period of time, is sort of the way they have this deal structured. They say that the business owners will be able to make as much as $300,000 in profit a year running a full-sized fleet of 40 vans and managing 100 employees. And so Amazon is now taking applications for this, logistics.amazon.com, if you want to apply for it. And they plan to bring on board hundreds of new small businesses over the next year. And essentially, what you're going to be doing is you're the final leg. So Amazon gets the packages to the nearest sorting center wherever you live. And then your vans go and pick up the packages, and you're the final delivery leg to people's front doors or in their trunks and things like that. So it's kind of an interesting idea. $10,000 for a startup is really not a lot of money either.
No.
If you want to get going
to own a small business. For that. Okay, number four on our list, Apple and Bluetooth AirPods. This is an interesting combination.
Yeah, this is very interesting. So the AirPods that are the wireless little earbuds that you see stuck in everybody's ears, they now have an interesting new feature that will launch this fall when iOS 12 launches. You can actually use AirPods as a hearing assistance device. And so if you're someone who doesn't need to wear hearing aids all the time, but in loud, restaurants or loud environments, concerts, things like that, if you have trouble hearing, you can actually use your AirPods as in the listen live assistance mode, you can actually use them as sort of a makeshift hearing aid, and your iPhone becomes basically the microphone on your iPhone becomes the directional microphone. So if you're sitting at a table with a group of people at a loud restaurant and you can't really hear someone at the other end of the table, all you do is switch your AirPods into listen live mode, and you aim your phone at whomever is talking, and that becomes an amplification of the conversation. So it's kind of a cool feature. And if you already have the AirPods and if you have an iPhone, it's free to activate. So that'll be coming this fall.
Number three on our list of tech stories focuses on the 4th of July and how it was different in terms of fireworks or maybe other items, that drone show.
Drones had a big week, yeah. Towns in California, Colorado, and Arizona who are facing another season of drought and some are still facing active wildfires, instead of having fireworks for the 4th of July, they use drones. And so if we all remember Lady Gaga's Super Bowl halftime show, she had a really cool drone component. The Winter Olympics in South Korea, those choreographed drone shows were really cool. And so that's what they did this year. And so there are some ups and downs. You know, the drones can only fly in winds that are up to 18 miles per hour, and they're a little expensive, but I think we're going to see more of this in the future.
All right, number two, a focus on these no-good SOBs at AT&T.
Yep.
If you believe you fell for that swamp dust about the let's put AT&T together with Time Warner, everybody would be better off. What a joke that is. Go ahead,
right,
Victoria.
Well, the prices, yeah, starting July 26th for new customers, DirecTV's prices are $5 more, and your cell phone bill is probably going to go up about $2 in administrative fees.
Number one, Samsung problems.
Bad news for Samsung owners this week. Some of the devices are randomly sending your camera roll photos to your contacts without your permission and without you even knowing about it. So you have to call 1-800-SAMSUNG. They're telling everybody, let them know if you have this problem. If someone texts you back saying, hey, you sent all of your pictures to me, then make sure you call Samsung.
All right. Hello, Samsung. This is Doug Steffen. I have a problem. Your phone sucks. What do I do? 59 past the hour.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale priced for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.